Congressman Adam Smith says the U.S. should be doing more than it is to free a Renton woman who's being held in a Mexican prison. Nestora Salgado was arrested last August in southern Mexico after helping to organize a local militia of indigenous people. More now from KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle.
It's important to know that setting up a militia or community police force is legal in Mexico, sanctioned as a way to help indigenous people protect themselves when local authorities are unable to do so. But Nestora Salgado, who splits her time between the U.S. and Mexico, got in trouble when the indigenous police force she commanded arrested a local politician for corruption. In March, most criminal charges against Salgado were dropped by a Mexican federal judge, but she remains behind bars. In an emotional appeal, her daughter Giselle says her mom is being denied basic needs.
My mother complains of being hungry during every single visit that my sister is able to make to the prison where she's being held. My family and I are pleading for your help to secure her release and to bring her back home. Thank you.
Appearing alongside Nestora's daughter and husband at a news conference in Seattle, Congressman Adam Smith says he's done what he can to make Secretary of State John Kerry and the Obama administration aware of Nestora Salgado's situation in Mexico.
But we would like them to be more involved, and we're going to keep pushing on them to be more involved.
Smith likens it to his efforts a few years ago to free Tacoma native Jason Puracal, who was wrongfully convicted of drug trafficking in Nicaragua. That took more than 2 years, says Smith, and getting widespread media attention made all the difference. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.